from Laufrieg to Lapsang, fire, fermentation, and the flow of time. A Mosaic Mind, podcast by Krishnan Iyer. It's a quiet Sunday in Bellevue. The Link 2 light rail hums softly outside as I step into what was once a whiskey warehouse. The old Let's Pour Tech startup facility, founded by my friend Raghav Kher around 2010, where bottles of scotch and wine once lined the walls. Now, those same walls breathe steam and stillness. Porcelain teacups replace glass bottles. The smell of oak and alcohol has given way to something gentler. Roasted leaves, citrus peel, and calm. The space is called Tea Fairy Culture and Tea Center, founded by Ms. Fang Zuo, a woman who has devoted over 20 years to Chinese tea. Her shop has been open for 6 years, two of them here in this Bellevue location. Today, she and her volunteer instructor, Erin Yuxin Liu, and her teaching associate are hosting a tea workshop to celebrate the center's anniversary, October 12th. Erin leads the introduction with a scientist's clarity and an artist's grace. Fang, the master teacher, moves quietly nearby, preparing kettles and cups for the brewing demonstration that will come later. The room feels less like a classroom and more like a meditation hall. Four long wooden tables are set up in the back of the store, and around each, people sit close. Engineers, students, artists, parents, each drawn by curiosity more than caffeine. Erin begins. Tea, she says, is how we practice attention. It's not about what you drink, it's about what you notice. And with that, the learning begins. The learning. Erin unfolds the story of tea like a map. She speaks of Emperor Shen Nong, who, 5,000 years ago, discovered tea when a leaf drifted into his pot of boiling water. From there, we travel through time, Tang, Song, and Ming dynasties, as tea evolves from powder to loose leaf, from medicine to ritual, from necessity to art. She draws our attention to a slide showing the six great families of tea. Green tea, lucha, 0% oxidized, light, grassy, fresh. Longjing, bilochun, bilochun. This is the one I buy from the T&M tea store in Factoria. Yellow tea, huangcha, 10 to 20% oxidized, soft and mellow. Junshan, silver needle. Junshan Yinjen Mengding Huangya. White tea, Baicha, 5 to 10% oxidized. Elegant, cooling, subtle. Silver needle Yinjen. White peony, Baimu Dan. Shoumei, Shoumei, the one I tasted today and earmarked for my wife. Oolong tea, Wulong cha, 20 to 70% oxidized. Complex, floral, roasted. Tai Guanyin. Tai Guanyin, one of the favorites I was introduced at Supreme Dumplings in Redmond. Rui Xiang, Rui Xiang, Xue Li Fuo Shou, Xue Li Fuo Shou. Black tea, Hong Cha, 80 to 100% oxidized, bold and warm. Lapsang, Souchong, Zhengshan Xiaochong, who I would meet and fall in love with. Jinjun, Mei Jinjun Mei, Yunnan Dianhong, Dianhong. Dark tea, Hei Cha, post-fermented, earthy, deep, probiotic in character. Fujuan, Liu Bao, Anhua black tea, the first version of it I met at San Francisco Chinatown called Fu Tea, sold along with Chen Pi. Erin pauses between each type, describing how oxidation changes the leaf's chemistry. The air fills with the language of enzymes and oxidation, but also with poetry. Every tea is a conversation with air, she says. Green tea never wants to grow old. Oolong dances with time. Black tea embraces it fully. Later, during our tasting, she would lift a few leaves between her fingers, pointing to the red edges along their tips, the visible trace of oxidation. That's where the air kissed the leaf, she says softly. That's where change lives. After the session, Erin encourages all of us to huddle around a table where Fang is set up with a tray of cups and a kettle. Now, Erin says, we learn by tasting. The tasting. The tasting unfolds like a symphony, each tea a movement in its own mood, its own tempo. Lapsang Su Chong Zheng Shan Xiao Chong, the single malt of teas. The first cup is smoky and amber. When I lift it to my nose, it smells like my past life. Laphroaig, my favorite single malt whiskey from the Isle of Islay. Smoky, peaty, ocean salted. But this time, without the alcohol, without the burn. I take a sip. It's smooth, complex, comforting. Same fire, Fang says through Aaron's translation. Different heat. I smile. It's true. Where whiskey burned, this tea warms. Rui Xiang, Rui Xiang, and Xue Li. Fo Shou, Xue Li, Fo Shou. The mountains whisper. Next come the Wuyi Oolongs. Erin explains that Rai Xiang means auspicious fragrance. And Wei Li Fo Shou translates roughly to snow pear and Buddha's hand, a citrus fruit known for its curling shape. She places the rolled leaves in the gaiwan. When hot water hits them, they unfold like green silk in slow motion. Rui Xiang tastes floral and nutty, a balance of mountain rock and spring blossom. Xue Li Fo Shou is warmer, more citrusy, a tea that lingers on the tongue like the afterglow of sunlight through mist. Shou Mei, Shou Mei, 10 years of patience. The next tea is quiet in color, but rich in soul. A 10-year-aged white tea. Erin explains that white tea is gentle by nature, but time transforms it. After 10 years, she says, it becomes mellow, sweet, like honey. When I taste it, it feels round and forgiving. No bitterness, no edge. I imagine it resting for a decade, absorbing silence. Fang adds, it's tea that has learned to forgive. Rainforest, Yulin Red Tea, Yulin Hong Cha. The earth remembers. The final tasting is deep and earthy. Rainforest Yulin Red Tea. The packet is bright orange. Its aroma humid and rich. Erin explains that it comes from shaded, moisture-heavy forests, where the leaves grow slowly, holding their nutrients longer. The taste is balanced, a whisper of wood, fruit, and rain. Rainforest teas, Erin says, remember the humidity. I sip slowly. It's as if the earth itself has been steeped into this cup. By now, my senses feel rewired. Each sip slows time just a little more. The insights. During Erin's introduction, I ask her if these dark teas are probiotic, like yogurt. Erin shakes her head, smiling. When we brew with boiling water, Erin translates, the bacteria die. What remains is their work, the transformation, not the microbe. Insight. Fermentation doesn't preserve life. It preserves change. Erin explains the difference between oxidation, chemical reaction with air, and fermentation, microbial transformation. She shows a slide of Anhua black tea, dotted with golden spores, Jinhua, a beneficial fungus that gives dark teas their signature aroma. These spores, she says, are not all alive after brewing, but they leave their wisdom behind. Later, Erin talks about Chen Pi Chen Pi, aged tangerine peel often added to tea. She describes how its bitterness softens with time, the aroma deepening as years pass. It's like people, she says with a smile. The longer it ages, the gentler it heals. I nod. These teas, fermented, aged, oxidized, each tell the same story in a different language. Transformation through time. The reflection. By the end of the session, the table looks like a still life. Cups scattered, steam fading, tea leaves resting like tired dancers. I buy two teas, Lapsang, Suchong, Zhengshan, Xiaochong, for sharing with my single malt friends, and Shou Mei, gifts for my wife. One fiery, one gentle, fire and calm, smoke and honey. I also pick up a Anhua black tea-breaking needle and a larger Gaiwan. The needle is meant for breaking apart Anhua dark tea, Anhua Hei Cha bricks. I already have one at home, bought in the summer from Chen Pi store in Chinatown in San Francisco. Fong notices my choices. Good tools, she says, teach patience. She's right. A Gaiwan isn't just porcelain. It's a teacher in disguise. You can't rush it. You have to hold it right, pour it right, wait. Each motion is a negotiation with time. The return. As the class ends, I look around the space again. The same concrete floor that once stacked whiskey now supports serenity. The same beams that once held pallets now echo with laughter. Let's pour once promised instant gratification. Tea Fairy now offers something infinitely rarer. Presence. Outside, the air smells faintly of rain and pine. Inside me, the taste of Lapsang Suchong lingers, smoky, deep, and somehow peaceful. I realize my journey from Lafrag to Lapsang isn't just about replacing one ritual with another. It's about transforming how I meet time. Whiskey intoxicates the moment. Tea extends it. Different people, same tea, different taste, Erin had said. Because the mind changes the water. And in that moment, I understand. The mind changes more than water. It changes how we live.